I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky Wildcats are back home taking on the Auburn Tigers tomorrow, and they'll be without the services of one of their more experienced players. Graduate transfer forward Reed Travis is out with a knee sprain that he suffered in a road contest earlier this week against Missouri. Now, the big question on the minds of the Big Blue Nation is how will the Wildcats make up for this loss, especially with a huge rematch looming against Tennessee? And we're talking UK basketball on the Scouting Report with my guest, LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Hey there, Alan.
All right, so the Reed Travis injury, that's going to affect the way the Wildcats play this game against Auburn. How are they going to compensate?
Well, first off, somebody's going to have to step up. It's either going to have to be Nick Richards and or E.J. Montgomery that's going to have to really play some big minutes. They're the only other two options, really. So Kentucky's going to have to find a way to get around this. Maybe some other guys like P.J. Washington is going to have to start playing a little differently than he has. We've seen him step out and hit threes, and now we may have to rely on seeing him go inside and start playing more in the post as he did last year and playing more 15 feet and in rather than stepping out there and shooting threes.
Now, Reed is going to be out for at least 2 weeks, so that could take him out of the rematch against Tennessee, and that could really hurt the Wildcats' chances down there.
Well, yeah, I think the rematch is maybe in about 9 or 10 days, so I think he's definitely out of that one. The soonest that he could possibly come back would be that game on Senior Day against Florida. And if they wanted to, and I would kind of imagine they would, they will probably hold him out of that one as well. And unless they really needed that game against Florida to improve their chances in an SEC tournament standing, and then they'll bring him back for the tournaments and get him ready for the postseason, ready to go.
All right. We got a tightening race here in the regular season SEC thanks to a loss from LSU.
Yeah. Florida goes into Baton Rouge and LSU kind of fresh off that Kentucky win. And Florida played lights out. They really stepped it up, hit some big-time shots from the outside. They're not a real tall team right now because of injuries. They were doing what they could. Got a lot of offensive rebounds, even though they were playing quite a few guards. And Florida certainly helped Kentucky out because now LSU has two losses. Kentucky has two losses, and Tennessee is sitting atop with the one loss. But the thing is, LSU plays Tennessee on Saturday, so we got a chance at seeing a real logjam at the top of the standings, depending on what comes out with Kentucky against Auburn and LSU against Tennessee.
So a marquee matchup outside of Rupp Arena then.
Yeah, and that's one that everybody's going to be keeping their eyes on. I mean, obviously, if Tennessee can win that one, they improve their chances, knock LSU a little further down. Kentucky would, with a win over Auburn, move into second place. But if LSU can win, now you got Tennessee, LSU, and Kentucky all sitting there with three losses, and I guess all according to head-to-head meetings, it would be the Tigers that would be in first, Kentucky second, and the Volunteers third.
Okay, moving back to this game against Auburn, this is a rematch. They took them on in the Plains and barely held on for a win, and Auburn is known for just lighting it up from three-point land, or at least launching from three-point land. Do you see that strategy changing at all when they come to Rupp?
Yeah, that's just the way they play. They're going to live and die by the three, and lately they've died by it because they, including that Kentucky loss that they had, since then they are 5-5, and everybody's wondering what has happened to this Auburn team that was at one point ranked and playing so well. So, it's one of those things where if Kentucky can stop the three, keep them from taking it, hitting it, I think they got a good chance at winning this. Obviously, like you said, the last time Kentucky had a 17-point lead, ended up getting out of there with a 2-point victory. So hopefully the Rupp Arena crowd can help out and get behind these Wildcats.
And after that game, they stay home and take on Arkansas on Tuesday. Arkansas probably not going to make the NCAA field, but, they got a lot to play for as well.
Yeah, and they'd love nothing better than to come into Rupp. That would be their, their chance at NCAA tournament type game to come in and beat a Kentucky team in Rupp, ruin their chances at a regular season championship. So, definitely an Arkansas team that could be dangerous, but Kentucky should take care of business in that one.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on the Scouting Report. Our guest has been Keith Farmer, LEX 18 sports anchor, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great weekend, Keith.
All right, you too, Alan.